Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. We are beyond thrilled. One of our probably all-time favorite. A, you would be our chef anytime we go on a yacht ever. But one of our favorite interviews we've done. Yeah, and we're president, personal chef, Rachel Hargrove from Below Deck. How you doing?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
The inspiration to be a woman. She is, you just blow me out of the water when we're watching. I just feel proud to be a woman. You make us all so proud. I love it. You make Captain Lee. He loves you so much and he hated everyone else on that boat.
I love Captain Lee too. Thank God I put stuff in his food to make him love me. I'm kidding.
Did he switch up? This wasn't one of the questions, but does he switch up his breakfast order, or is he like consistent? Is he like the same breakfast every day?
You know, he has his staples, which I love. He's got his whole grain Cheerios with his berries that he always has, you know, a little antioxidant. He was throwing it in there a little bit crazy with some blueberries and his like smoothies with whey protein. And sorry, he's going to kill me because I'm giving all his secrets out, how he stays so spelt, you know, instead of the speed, Captain Lee and all.
He does look very healthy.
Yeah, he goes to the gym.
Yeah. Wow. He seems like somebody that would work out like consistently.
Yeah. I think he actually, for some reason, like I think just recently, it was really weird. Somebody had like posted something like a side by side of him like 30 years ago and then now. And the only difference is his hair is like white, as in, yeah, but it's like nice.
Right. Like he looks like a Hollywood person where it's like 30 years like later and you're like, they look the same. How's that possible? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's like really healthy. He looks great. I think he actually looks a little bit better now. It looks more well put together to him. But
yeah,
but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I know.
He seemed agitated this season.
I don't know why.
A wee bit. All right, some food questions before we get into Below Deck. We did some of this last time, but I have follow ups. First would be, what's your favorite spice? Like number one.
Oh shit, za'atar.
Za'atar. Okay. That's a good one.
And I love Duca spice. It's amazing. I'm kind of hitting on this Middle Eastern kind of thing recently. I don't know why. Like African flavors. I don't know why. It's just like I kind of like get into these weird moments where I'm all like, I really like umami and I'm all about the umami. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have some like sea kelp and shit like that. And now I'm all like, I don't know. Just za'atar, Duca,
harissa, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I make my own harissa.
My mom makes her own harissa. It's very good. Yeah. It's a great
spice. That's the best. That's the best.
Okay. Favorite type of cuisine to eat, favorite type of cuisine to cook.
Ooh, that's hard. I used to love to eat everything and I eat consistently healthy just because of health, you know, but, I love everything. Now I can't eat anything because of the gallbladder, but I would have to say my favorite cuisine to prepare depends on my mood and where I'm at, what season and what region. Okay. So it really is seasonal. It's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. A dish an amateur chef should not attempt.
I'll attempt them because you never get good at them unless you fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Okay. If you're going to impress someone, like you've got, I don't know, you're cooking for somebody big. I mean, you cook for amazing people all the time. What's like your go-to? Say they're like, we will have anything. What are you going to cook?
That they'll eat anything.
Yeah, they're open. So it's like you can make what you think is going to impress them. What will it be?
Start off with their breakfast first.
Ooh.
You know, work your way throughout the whole day.
Oh, you're giving us a full day. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Am I? I thought we were stoked about the breakfast. I'm just be like, well, I forgot.
I love your brain. Anything you, I'm blown away by you. I feel like you're the smartest Bravo person or person on TV. How do you keep all those recipes and everything going in your head and keep it straight to produce these meals on a small kitchen yacht? It's just mind blowing.
Thank you. That's the only thing I do good. I can't keep a relationship if my life depended on it.
God, I think if I had one meal with you, you wouldn't get rid of me. I would be with you forever. You could kick me. I'd be like, oh God, she cooks me so good.
Oh, that's the secret. It's like, you know, you come in closer. It's like the dude with like the Maserati, you know. It's all like, you know, goes to Sitco, fills it up, and some crazy bitches with Louboutins come out and be like, and he's all like, yeah, I like my Maserati. I'm just too hotty. Want to get in? And then back to his duplex with his mom living next door who like chain smokes Pall Malls and shit. Like, you know, that's what I'll do. Sounds like a good night. Yeah, you're a chef. Yeah, and probably, you know, some White Claw, who knows? White Claw, the Topo Chico and some Casamigos. Fuck it.
That's it. We love Topo Chico so much.
Me too. Is there a food you won't eat?
Oh, I've ate a lot of weird shit. I've ate some weird shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't really like eggs.
Oh,
Justine doesn't like either. Eggs either.
Yeah, I really got to be in the mood. Yeah. If you're gonna eat them, how do you eat them?
If I do eat an egg and I'm actually really looking for it, and it's not even because it's the egg, it's the fact that if I can put as much truffle hot sauce on it as humanly possible with like, you know, truffle, then I'll eat it.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's and like anyway, it's you'll like eat carrier.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Carrier yeah. for the sauce.
Yeah.
Foundational hot. Keep me out.
Yeah. I can't do a runny egg at all. Like, yeah, I can't.
People getting their toast right in there and they sucking off those guts. Oh,
I can't. All right, last food question before we get into Below Deck. I mean, other food questions to come, but foundational hot sauce. Are you a hot sauce person? And if so, what's like your go-to hot sauce that's going to be like your accompaniment? Like, I'm a Cholula person.
See, Cholula has certain different types of nuances, okay? You've got almost like a cumin. Right, that comes inside that it's just you're like, what is this? I don't know. This is really yummy. And then you've got like Texas Pete, which is like a really vinegary base, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you've got what was it from Texas Pete? You've got Louisiana and you've got Red Hot. But then, you know, I think the best thing that goes with oysters, which I found, people can argue it, if you do like traditional, like proper, I'm at a bar drinking cold beer, draft, watching some TV, you know, the games or whatever with friends. Went Tabasco on that oyster. You know what I mean? Just get out of there, keep it plain and simple. Truff hot sauce blows my goddamn mind. I don't even know what happened. They put agave in it. It's like a little hot, a little sweet. I'm not like, what is this? I'm gonna pull a Marilyn really Manson, pull some ribs out, stick it on my junk, go to town. I'll never leave the fucking house.
And is that a bottled up hot sauce, or you make that?
Yeah, it's like, or is it somewhere special? Truff on the side. It's I've never seen it. You should see it everywhere now. It's like, it's blown up, I feel like.
I was just wondering, just when you are cooking all those meals, everything is planned out. Do you have every meal pretty much? Well, I guess it depends on the sheet. How long does it take you to plan all those meals and then order everything, and you don't have that much time?
No, we don't. It's amazing. I've had a couple chefs in the industry like come out of the woodwork, and they're just like, how can we never see you have like prep and organization and all this stuff? I mean, well, there is organization, but I was like, oh no, there's no such thing. I mean, there's been episodes where you guys see where we actually have provisions come like during service,
like an hour and a half before, like right as people are arriving. Yeah.
I think they like to see me like, hey, Rachel, how much CBD have you intake today? Like,
not enough.
We're here just like, I don't even care. So how do you manage your, like, how do you, if they come that quickly, like what's your strategy? Just planning the next meal ahead? Or like, how did you figure out how to do what you do?
It was a formula, and I want to thank all those difficult bosses that I worked for over the years. The ones were like, hey, there's only 8 of us, and then it turns into like 16 people, and it's just like, here, quickly put this shit together. Or the boat credit card doesn't work right now because it just sucks, and so you're like, what do I have left in my refrigerator for 17 people? You know, it's okay. So you really do throw stuff like together. The preference sheets, we try to talk to the guests after we get the preference sheets. Very difficult, because most of the time, if you notice, we go straight into service, and there really hasn't been, especially with this last season, season 8, we could discuss a little bit, But season 9 was a little hard to discuss prior. Some guests we did, which were amazing, and we got to speak with. And then some were just no. So it's really, it really is al menu. Like some, these course tasting menus, like you're looking, they're being prepped as we go.
Crazy. Unbelievable. Yeah. And everyone loves your food. It's so fun to watch and hear these people. They're just blown away. You can hear their taste buds jumping off their tongues, and you can genuinely hear that they are really enjoying it. Unlike any other chefs we watch. It's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I got to thank editing for that.
No, and hear Captain Lee say that he's never had the same meal from you. You're the, and to hear Captain Lee say that you're the best chef, that must be really
big praise.
Awesome, too.
I'm crazy to hear. I'm like, it is. I don't even know. Like, I've been asked about, like, you know, menu planning and stuff like that. Like, a lot of young chefs have come out and ask questions. And I was like, with what you're comfortable with, but at the same time, too, start with what you're uncomfortable with and really force yourself to focus on that. And that will become, instead of a weakness, a strength. And I think too, like Captain Lee knows that. Captain Lee knows that, like, I'm only happy if I'm getting out of my comfort zone, because then I can feel like I'm actually
being creative,
making some, like I'm doing well, because I feel like I'm kind of actually like exerting, you know, effort and energy and using mental capacity, opposed to like just coasting on what I know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Had you ever done a liquid food meal? Like you had to deal with that one guest?
Ever? I mean, I've had to do liquid diets for people due to the fact that their jaws were wired shut, or some had surgery, different things like that. I've actually had a guest with a jaw wired shut previously before this season.
Okay.
And we talked to the doctors and the nutritionist and all of that. And there's specific nutritional guidelines that you have to adhere to. Just because the fact that you have to eat incredibly more often, I would say like every 3 hours max. And then you have to understand, like, your body can only break down like so many ounces of protein a day. And then after that, it just holds it on standby. And then it basically could build up as a uric acid or whatever. But, and then you need so many things to help with minerals and nutrients to help be, you know, assimilated through the body so they can heal quicker, you know, and properly. So yeah, I got frustrated with that charter, but everybody knows it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it was just,
but she
was crazy.
She was drinking every blended meal though, right? Yeah, did it seem like they edited that was the case?
No, she wanted every meal blended. But what really sad part about it was, is that if she ate something prior, then we could have brought it out, brought her friends, like if she opted for to have a shake prior, or, you know, kind of snack, like suck down like some shakes and stuff before prior, then she would have been able to sit through the meals longer, with her friends being able to get their food warm and have the integrity of what was intended for their meal. And then hers blended to perfection instead of having it send it back and back and back and back. Because, you know, there's so many things that go in. Like if you have something that's like kind of like starch based, anything that's like yuca, breadfruit, anything like that, a potato, you have to understand what ends up happening is because it turns into glue. So you have to understand, like, you have to like break that down and dilute it with something, but then you also have to keep the integrity of the flavor, and you can't lose that either. So you're spending so much effort onto this one thing to keep it almost somewhat just like its original idea and intent, and then try to make sure that the friends are happy too, because that's their vacation as well. You know,
I mean, I feel like, why go on the vacation? Like, I think there's a better time for a trip when you can enjoy everything you're meant to enjoy. I don't know.
I can understand it. You know, maybe they've been cooped up COVID. I mean, that it played a big role in everything. Everyone's really excited to get out and kind of interact with each other.
Right. Like, but shut up, Geneva. I want my food. I want Rachel to cook it the right. I want it good. Just keep her.
There was things that could have been done that had made sure that things would have went a lot more smoothly.
Yeah. Like she ate as frequent as you mentioned that she should have. Yeah.
And is that the fault of the guest, or do you blame that on like service, not at like asking her or providing her a smoothie, or that was just her preference?
That was never taken up. Like she just didn't take it. And yeah. I know that we made smoothies for them out on to go on their beach excursions. Yeah. Raina and Wes had brought back the smoothies that were specifically intended, that had been discussed to be made for her. Mm-hmm. Never once did she ask for them. Never once. I mean, I know Heather and Fraser were there constantly with her. Uh-huh. You know, Heather, I know she was. She's very good at her job, and she was very, she did ask a lot of questions. She was with the guests quite a bit. So was Fraser, you know? That's so cool. I was quite surprised when she's having a meltdown at the table, because I'm going like, I can't be with her 24 hours a day. You right. know? So I don't really know yeah. what's playing out. But, yeah. You know, as a team, as a whole, we did our part. You yeah. can only yeah. go so far. You can't, yeah, absolutely. You don't have if your intentions aren't self-preservation, I can't help you after
right.
that.
Such a specialty issue to have. And yeah. when she said that, what happens if, what would make it so you would have to cut the wires? And she said, if she puked, or I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I was like, oh God, what a nightmare. Someone had to, if she did, and then it's life threatening, they got to cut the wires. You're on a yacht. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
That was my one question. Where was the wire cutters at? Like never once.
Legit.
Like yeah. where was the safety issues for that? Where did we have any on board? Like no right. one ever brought that to my attention. Also, most of the time, okay, here's the fun fact of this, like a tiny itty bitty, think about like the size of a straw, right? Like, is it like a McDonald's straw? Is it like right. a Bobo tea straw?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it like, you know what I mean?
Not
like
a paper straw. Stickers,
you know, yeah. but like you have to have a diameter in it that can fit. Cause then they do your jaw. They make sure it's almost like, it's a little special space for you to suck food through. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And so she was sucking it down out of regular straws. Now here's the problem with that. What ends up happening is you're applying pressure inside your socket, in your jaw, in your mouth. That's impeding what was supposed to be structurally placed in to set and heal. And now you're sucking it through a smaller straw. It, every single part of it pissed me off. Like I was just yeah. like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was freaky.
No, yeah. You're in a safe space. Would you rather yeah, deal
I really,
with
I was really irritated with that. I was like, but oh, it wasn't about the fact that it was about the food. It was like, holy shit, lady. Like, do you know like what yeah. really is happening? Like with this whole thing. Like, we wanna and me having this prior before experience and being told exactly how to think this way because of this person having, you know, their jaw wired shut. And it yeah. like all made sense as they explained it to me. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, I get that. Oh, wow, that's genius. And then all of a sudden this yeah. happened. I'm going, okay. All right there, Percocet Polly.
Percocet Polly. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So would you rather do a beach picnic, beach picnic 3 days in a row, liquid food for an entire charter, or you have like 6 kids on board? Which one are you picking?
Oh, which one's the worst or which one?
Which one is the least worst? The one you'd have to deal with.
Oh, God. Well, the least worst one. I don't know. The least worst. Depending on my team, I would go for beach picnic.
Yeah.
This team this year was beach picnic all day, every day. I don't yeah. care. We could definitely nail it. Okay. Previous year, but it puts the ketchup in the basket or it gets the hose again. sorry.
No, don't bring the ice cream too soon again. Jeez.
That was okay. We saved it in the end.
It looked delicious.
Tired at that point. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna eat somebody. I need a snack.
I can't blame you. You have the the most stressful position, for sure. I would say. Yeah.
Because it all hinges on the food. If the food's not good, everything else could be great and they're going to hate it.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's the weirdest yeah. thing. Why do I have to pick the most difficult fucking job? Of course I do.
Well, you're killing it. So how do you feel? It sounds like you liked your food this year.
Yeah.
It seemed like you and Heather had good communication. but it seemed like maybe the crew didn't love her. Obviously, it was, we saw, like, how do you feel about Heather and your working relationship?
I get along currently, post and during. I get along with Heather just fine. Personally, professionally, work-wise, she was fun to work with. We had a blast. She was really passionate. She was super bubbly about our job. She was excited to take on tasks. She was excited. I think she rebounded because of her personality. I think she rebounded from some of the speed bumps than most people that say had been doing it longer than her would have. Because it had been like, I'm a robot. This is how I perform. And this is how, you know, I expect this charter to go. Oh my God, I sound like Captain Lee. Please don't become offended. But you know, she really did. She moved around the situations. Jess is really good too. I liked Jess. I got along with Jess really well. I got along with Frazier as well. Jess was overwhelmed, I think, by the whole thing. I can't speak upon her behalf, but I've been in her shoes. And I had a blast with her as well, too. She just wanted to leave. She wasn't having it. And so I said, fuck it. It's not like I can be like, oh, yeah, man, well, yeah, you're fucking us. You're fucking us all. Right. You fucking selfish bitch. Meanwhile, previous season, all your fucking hounds.
Were you annoyed how much they showed the flashbacks of you either drunk at the bar or flipping out? Or did you know that was going to happen?
I don't care. You know, I love it. It's so weird. It's like night and day. Like this season compared to season 8, which is so funny because everyone is all like, oh, you're not drinking. And then, fun fact. This is my favorite. Rachel's boring and she's sold out. She's not drinking anymore. I'm like, no, I'm really not. I'm still that fucked up naturally. And yeah, I will get on that mic. But I'm just really kind of not in the mood to be like, hey, Frazier, I know that you don't like clams and, you know, but let's go ahead here and snuggle with our faces next to each other. And oh, hey, Jake, you have a lovely handlebar mustache. I'd like to ride your face. You know what I mean? Right. And then like everybody's going to be like, whoa, Rach, like fucking what? You're single, ready to mingle? And I'm like, you know, nah, I have to stay consistent. Still an asshole. The only difference is I'm more concise with my rude comments opposed to sloppy.
I love it.
I loved you and Eddie's friendship that seemed to blossom. No? Okay. No. Oh.
That was great. What?
I actually was going like to say
you liked like, each other more, but
I felt like he was a little patronizing. To you, Rachel, when you were like trying to tell him how you felt about what happened last season. And like, he kind of was like, yeah. But like, let's move. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel like he actually heard you. Did you just kind of be like, okay, I said my piece, I have to walk away. Or did you actually feel like he understood where you were coming from?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not a fall in the line. That's just awkward silence. Me pondering exactly how politically correct am I going to respond to this?
We're not politically correct. Keep it 100.
Is Alexander Hamilton a dickhead?
I think that certain people are cut out for leadership roles and have integrity. I mean, have the ability to... you know, address situations properly and say, hey, man, I fucked up and I'm sorry. And what can I do to earn your trust back and make sure that you don't think I'm a slimy backstabbing POS? And I'll be like, sweetie, let's move forward there, kitten. You know, but if not, then, hey, it's a work environment. I got a lot of shit riding on this. Like, you know, I can't lose the respect of Heather. I can't lose the respect of Frazier. I can't lose the respect of Captain Lee, first and foremost, because the fact that like the one thing that he said to me, and he said it a couple of times, was no matter what the hell's happening on this boat, the last thing I ever have to worry about is your department. And if I can take myself out of the equation for stress for my boat pop, I will do it. I love Captain Lee and I absolutely respect him as, you know, my captain. I respect him as a person. So if I can take that stress away by eliminating something that really is at the grand scheme of things minuscule as fuck, then I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll always
just keep it professional, keep it moving.
You could see the relief from the past seasons where the chefs kept screwing up. You could tell that he could count on you. I loved everything that he would say about your food. I just loved every time. I was like,
one thing though, it's you know, I haven't been able to do like a lot of interviews or anything like that or a podcast just because I have been really busy with my schedule, and then also I decided to like, you know, take out an organ. But
minor,
just a minor fucking thing. Fuck it. But I haven't had the platform for them to exonerate the team enough. You know, granted, Eddie and I, you know, personal whatever, I don't care. But team wise, I had everybody, and you saw them in that galley. Like everybody was such a team player, and I absolutely have no problem with any cast member, I mean any crew member whatsoever, because like Jake was in there, he had me cracking up laughing. Wes was in there, they loved doing dishes and just hanging out and shooting the shit. Like they were in their own world sometimes, like it wasn't even hanging out with me, they were just happy to be in there and playing with each other and having having camaraderie, which we do see in some of the scenes. They all like to play with each other at some point.
That they do.
But you know what I mean? We had a good time in the galley. There was a time when I was very, very tired. We all were. We're all making mistakes in every department and doing stupid little small things. And then we had that big dinner. They had it silent galley, and it was nothing to be mean. It was just that, like, I'm tired. I can't think. And right, you're coming in here and you can't think, and you're just shooting salad because you're just so tired, but you're funny tired. But it's going to distract all of us, and then we're not going to get shit at the table, you know? You know?
Yeah. It seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, yachting's like a very white.
I've gotten in trouble for making comments about it. Like,
okay. Okay. Not touching it.
Below that. Oh yeah. I mean, I've always kind of been the kind of person going, you know, I've had size discrimination happen to me, you know, I mean, this is nothing in comparison of that, but this industry is a little, you know, superficial
judgment.
And then I've made comments, you know, about like, well, you know, and as soon as we get to the dock, my size 6 ass is off the fucking boat because I like fucking crumpets.
You know, it's all like size 6 is like the perfect size, isn't it? Like, I feel like that's
I was a size 6 and told that the uniforms only went up to 4. And
holy guacamole, I would die to be a size 6. Oh my gosh,
right?
That's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah, a size 6. Yeah, that's
The stews are always so teeny tiny.
Yeah, they are.
You have to tread so lightly when you address this, but I really hope that the public just really doesn't, I don't know. I mean, everyone's opinion is valued and understood because everyone has their own perspective. But I think that, you know, if you really feel like yelling at somebody in public or saying some really vicious, nasty, disgusting things on social media to two characters on a TV show, I think that you should think twice because I don't think it's appropriate. So that's my biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
With both parties involved, both ladies. I don't think it's a good thing. So,
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to be in the public eye with social media. I can't imagine
nightmare.
As society, we want to grow as an entirety, and we want to discuss about, you know, becoming open-minded and being woke. You know, I think what we need to do is take our actions and be accountable for them, understand that, and then grow from it. But there's no need to destroy or attack other people, because all that's doing is making them wounded, making them more introverted and not progressing and moving forward and leading by example.
And like more divisive, like more like we're going to split. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue we're seeing in this country right now, is like all of us are like, yeah, fuck you. And it's like, fuck you. It's like nothing. There's nothing in between, you know. I'm a victim.
I'll just get it
too.
All done. Fuck all of you.
Yeah, there we go. Right there with you.
Equal. Fuck everyone is on the road with me.
Right. So talking a little bit about like social media, watching yourself on TV, you came back this season a little glowed up just in terms of like your hair looked great. I felt like you were just like, did you watch yourself and be like, okay, I'm going to look more like, I want to look more, I don't know, posh. Like how did you come into the season in terms of your look? Loved your hair. How'd you make a decision to kind
Thank
of
you.
Switch it up?
Well, it's crazy because, like, weren't we having this? We were hanging out, meeting each other last year.
We were.
I was single then, and I was living by myself in a very nice little area of Italy that the food was wonderful, pretty vegetarian based. I had, once again, I had health issues prior, before even season 8, and they just kept progressively getting worse. And I just, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to cut out a lot of, well, meat. I cut out meat and stuff like that. And, you know, was predominantly plant-based, and then with a little bit of, you know, pescatarian here and there, just for, you know, you need it ever so often, your body just needs it. And I was walking everywhere, and it was amazing. So you get to change. The hair was an accident. I went and had my hair done because I was going to get highlights when I found out I was going to be filming season 9. And it looked as if, like, I was in, like, 1996 with, like, NSYNC, and I had literally like foils. Oh, it was bad. You should have seen the 1-inch like highlights. It was so bad. It was like, and I had to do Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And I'm like, I have to change. Andy's going to rip me a freaking new one. I've got to change this. Yeah. And I swear, the color in Italy is, they love blonde, they love maroon, or they love black. And that's their colors and go-to. So when you go to buy hair dye in Italy, where I was at, had those options. So I was like, I've been red, it's a rinse.
It works. And I like it a lot.
It's stuck, and a lot of people like it, especially on social. Yeah. They're like, we love your hair. And I was all like, okay. And then production was like,
box dye.
What's this crap? And I was all like,
Don't worry about it.
I was like, don't worry. They voted on it.
I have a poll on Instagram I can show you.
Online, Watch What Happens Live. Who rewind Watch What Happens Live with?
That was Captain Lee.
Fun episode. Oh, yeah. Huh? Cool.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
What's the best advice you've gotten from Captain Lee?
We have some advice we've got, you know, and then I think we joke around a lot up in the bridge. It's just been, it's fun. The banter's amazing.
Yeah.
The sincerity when he does say something very nice, like, hey, kiddo, or, you know, he's sincere. It's not patronizing. He's amazing. Best advice. Oh my God. It was when I was learning how to deal with social media with the backlash of season 8.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he tell you? It's just like, you know, stay true to yourself and, you know, don't focus on the negative, just move forward and then go from there. And it really was great because it was just like, oh, okay, cool. And I made jokes with everything. And then kind of people were like, oh shit, she's not going to cry about it. We're wasting our time. Find somebody else, everybody. Come on, sheeple. Let's tag somebody else.
I love it.
Grab your pitchforks and put on all your pearls. We're gonna go fuck
We're switching. We're switching.
I'm like, we're gonna storm a a Gap and fucking Brooks Brothers and polish off those fucking pearls, Nancy, and suck down that Kettle One martini there, kid. We're gonna fuck some shit up with our
Nancy.
Get your Facebook app open. We're filming tonight.
Oh, exactly. Who are we going to go attack? This bitch over here is actually really excited about life and thinks it's funny. And then she keeps reposting our shit.
She's good at something in life. She's not just sitting at home living in hell.
I'm angry. Yeah, okay, we got that. It's boring. Move on.
Yeah.
I love him saying at the end, he was saying, oh, I love Rachel. And he described your brain as being on a roller coaster and it'd be like one hell of a ride. And he loved it. But it was so the way he said it, and that was on the last night's episode. I don't know if you heard him say that, but it was like the last moment when you were leaving and saying goodbye, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet, sweet the way he said it. Have you had a captain who's kind of been like Captain Lee's so nice because he's not a sexual harasser type guy, but have you had a captain who's like, thanks for cooking
that's
for
your
me
caveat
and smacking you on the ass and you have to put men in line?
Have I had a weird, have I had a Weinstein?
Yeah.
Never really wanted my job that much. So
okay, good.
I probably have talked back and got fired or quit, one or the other.
Yeah.
No, but Captain Lee, he really, if you think what a captain and a leader should be, for me, that's who he is. I've had a couple captains that are like him. I've had my, I was in ROTC and I had, my army instructor, he was amazing. I still speak to him to this day. And that's like, great. You know, like he just really is amazing. Like I love working for him. He really is very good.
You're in ROTC. That's cool. So you were in ROTC, and so does that mean that's the beginning if you are going to go into the military? Is that how that works? Or are you, but you're not in the military yet? Are you signed into the military? Okay.
No, there was no. No, I didn't go. I didn't serve. Thank God.
And were you thinking?
I feel like you're not somebody that could be like told what to do all the time. I don't feel like that's you. I don't know. It could be wrong.
I was so. Oh, I have my moments, but no. Like I actually had a lot of fun. I was really good at what I did. I loved it. I had so much fun because I was all like, "All right, oh look at that! They get to wear those cool things for their rank. What is it?" Count me in. Next year, bitches, I'll be wearing that.
You know like a uniform. Yeah.
It's interesting. The yachting is like that too with the ranking and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you were in ROTC, were you thinking about cooking then? Were you already into it? Or was there a certain age where it really clicked on for you? What was your first job?
Oh, my first job?
As a chef or as a cook somewhere.
My first job. Well, when I was younger, I was a lifeguard. I tried not to resuscitate people. I thought it was gross.
But, it's the end.
I do what? Fuck no. Have you not read Nietzsche? Come on, Darwinism, bitches. Call.
You're on your own.
cooking was, I found it to be a really good outlet. I got to focus and turn off and I couldn't hear anything else around me. I just knew that that was my task at hand. I knew this is what was going on. And then, you know, you just see this huge, it's like an orchestra. Like if you, Carnegie Hall, you're watching everything go down. Like there's every single section that's executing something to make a dish to go to the table and the other service. It was fascinating as shit. I was like, holy crap. There's so many facets to this. So yeah, like cooking for me, it was almost just like being an ROTC. And then yachting was the same thing as too, you know, in the kitchen, you have a brigade, you know, it was the same structure. Yeah. And I actually do really well with structure because when I don't, I'm all like, oh my God, what do you mean it's day off? Fuck.
Yeah. So you like to like dye my hair. Yeah. I'm going blue. Do you feel like, I guess, like, do you feel like yachting is where you want to remain as a chef for a while? Like for the foreseeable future, is this going to be your lane or is there a point where you want to transition to something else?
There's, you know, that's something that's so great about cooking and yachting. Like as long as you can physically perform your job and mentally perform your job, as in like, you know, you're not a complete negative Nancy, you don't suck down the morale of the crew,
right?
You're physically capable, you can still interact, you can still do your job and get it done. No one cares how old you are. You know, you can keep doing it forever. I mean, I'm going to at least keep going until I hit perimenopause, you know, because then nobody's going to want to be around me. That's going to be in that busted fucking Nevada.
I love it. I hope you're the blow deck chef for like 20 years.
Like Kate Chastain, I always remember her saying, I got to get out of there. It's different, I guess, because she's a chief stew, but it seemed like she always had this fear that she was getting too old for the position. And is that a chief stew type of thing? Do you see older women as chief stews or is Kate kind of, do you remember, I don't know if you've ever watched her seasons, but do you remember her saying that, Geneva?
I worked with her. So yeah, she was saying it when I worked with her. What was it, 2013?
And I was like, you're not too old. Keep doing it.
Is it a young woman's game, like being a chief stew?
Not necessarily. Okay. Well, this is a generalization. Yeah. There's a good age bracket. Let's just put it this way. You know
what? 30 to 40.
I found that I've worked with some really good sheeps that are, that are, you know, about 35.
Okay.
You know, around that. Then I worked some really good ones that were in their 40s, 42. They were excellent at their job.
Yeah.
Still very active. You know, what happens is let's get honest. You get clucky, you know, and you know, you want to go on land. You grass is greener and you're like, I want to
white picket fence.
I want a French bulldog. And then I want to date this first officer. And he's going to become a captain, and then I can go home and have babies and, like, you know, grow shit and needlepoint. I don't know, I'm kidding, but, like, you know, you do get that. And then, because I had a point where I was like, I'm gonna get married, and then I'm gonna transition on land. And then I got to land and I got next to somebody and I was like, I'm gonna go back.
I hate you.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
I'm gonna go to sea for 21 days. Like, I'm good. I need space, like continents and shit.
Does anyone who's trapped with someone in COVID? Do you? So I guess it sounds like if we're reading the tea leaves correctly, we may see you on Below Deck again.
Okay. If they want me back, and if the
how could they not?
If the viewers want me back,
I never want to see another chef. There's no one else that can compare. They can't. No, you've ruined it for everyone. I would be pissed. If they brought back some of these,
don't even
it's
say
not
it.
Fun to watch people fail. It's fun to watch them succeed and see these people's mind blown. I love it.
I love just doing crazy crap at the table. Like, just like the cloches was great. The setting of dessert,
the way you describe
getting the guests on fire. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you get people excited. Like, it's fun to see people enjoy their food. It's not fun to see somebody be like, oh, this is cold. Like, send it back. This is like, that's not fun. Watching you is fun. So they should keep you.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the show that you think they should show the viewers more to even enhance the viewers' experience that we're missing from the charters?
You know, I know that certain places that we do go to travel to film, there's stipulations, there's, you know, some issues. Like last year, we had a lot of, like, regulations because of COVID that we were trying to respect. So it put us very far away from anything. But, you know, I'm sure in the next coming seasons, with it opening up more, I'm sure they're going to be able to show more of, you know, the cinematography, you know, and like, take people on the journey from their couch to wherever we're going to be or wherever they're going to be, you know, like in yachting. That's what's the most amazing thing is holy shit, I'm eating a croissant on this aft deck and I'm staring at, like, a waterfall. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching sharks circle the boat while the chef runs the garbage disposal.
Well, the chief stew's cussing out the second stew. Yeah.
Love it.
You get it all.
I gotta hear about the bus. Where does the bus go if you're working?
Oh, the bus is under, like, bus jail. It's amazing. There is a little storage place here in Florida, and it's an actual storage. It's like something that you see in Ozark. You know, like, Jason Bateman's gonna come out somewhere, you know, and, like, put some shit inside the incinerators. I don't know. The crematorium. I'm kidding. There's a little lady.
You're saying that your bus is stuffed.
Oh,
I was gonna say your bus is stuffed
yet.
With, like, illegal substances is what you're
Did
saying.
You have to get a special driver's license to be able to legally drive that? Or no?
No, I don't need a CDL. I was stoked about that when I found out. And I do drive her. She is.
I love it.
And
what's her name?
I take her around the road. Her name's Lindsay.
Her name's Justine. Okay. I love that.
That's Lindsay.
Oh, that's
There's
so
a
cool.
story behind her, though. There's a story behind her. She was an idea I had actually while filming season 9, and a little bit of an idea when I was in Italy on lockdown, really started to kind of transpire. And I was like, how cool would it be if I could like buy a school bus and go cook for people all over the US that don't have the ability to cook for themselves anymore? And that was their life's passion, or they got to cook for friends and family and they can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
How great if I could get in, use my hands, even if they don't have the equipment to do it, they hop on the bus with me. We kill a freaking menu, whatever, their friends and family come. And it's as if like, I'm their sous chef basically, you know, and because I had a really cool like viewership that came in and told me about their stories, which I had mad respect for, which made season 9 more doable for me. Because right. So far, like, yo man, what else are they gonna use? Fuck. Yep. but it was really cool. I had a lot of positive feedback. And so Lindsay, I found her online, and that is the daughter's name who started Taylor's Closet, which is a nonprofit outreach program for inner city girls that was here in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh cool.
So that's that great. Bus is actually painted by students.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So that bus has got history.
That's cool. That's like a really, that'll be, I mean, I didn't know anyone can just drive a bus. It's like, I feel like that's new information. You don't need a special license. You're just out here in a school bus.
I had a 40 foot. Not just any. I love this though. I love this because it's not like a flat nose Thomas. Because I was looking at bluebirds. And I really wanted a bluebird. Then I came across this Thomas and it was a flat nose. And I realized like, if I'm really going to run somebody over, do I want them to fly over it and like, you know, catapult
over
or
just hit straight
like,
on
the big windows and just be like, like their face against mine almost. It's going to be like, you know, and then, and then hold up the flap where it opens up, you know, and all the lights are going and shit. Clean their corpse.
Do you ever
just keep going?
If you're driving, do you ever fuck with people in traffic and like put up the stop sign and make everybody wait? Like
I don't have the stop sign, and I'm not allowed to say school on it because you know, and all the weirdos, creepers.
How long is a school bus? Is it the same size as a school bus?
40 feet.
It's the big one. It's not the tiny one where everyone said I belong in, but it's the big one.
It's a big normal size school bus. Wow, that is so cool. I love it. I want one.
That's great.
Go get one. That's a big thing in California. Have you not seen the homeless on this side of the street?
I actually, a couple houses down from me, I live kind of out in the country, and there's people living in a school bus. I didn't want to say, but yeah, it looks really cute. I mean, I didn't realize people were living in it. My husband's like, see that, kids? There's people living in there, but you know, it's warm here in California. There you go.
See, Chris Farley, I'm going to live in a van down by the river.
So anything you want to like clarify about the season or share? Because you said, you know, I know you've been super busy, like, what are your kind of your reflections on this season as you look towards your hopeful next one?
It's more of an address to viewers. Remember that the cast are human beings too. Mm-hmm. And to troll them is not the best idea. It affects them. And if you really truly care about somebody progressing in their life and wish them better, is to either give them words of encouragement or just don't say anything at all. The other thing is everyone should know that those amazing meals that I'm getting told how fantastic they were not just brought by me. The whole crew helped make that happen too. So it was something that was greatly appreciated. So I couldn't have done it without every single crew member. And even Captain Lee would do dishes sometimes, you know, he was great and come in and banter. So it was a really wonderful season. A lot of viewers did enjoy it. Some have expressed very strongly about their concerns about the season, which is respected. But it was still a very, very good season from what I had. And if I had the opportunity to do it again, I would do it again.
So the vibes on board seemed happier than what was kind of portrayed through the screen. It seemed kind of like a sad season. That's kind of the vibes I picked up.
Yeah, that unfortunately is disappointing because we actually did have fun. We had games. There was a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things were going on.
I enjoyed the season. I don't want to bring it down. You were a bright side, but it just seemed like there was a lot of tension. Just seemed kind of like
there was. But there was also a lot of camaraderie that went on too. Wes is so funny, like absolutely hilarious, very intelligent guy.
He seemed like a nice person.
Fraser's actually very funny. He's got
I like Fraser a lot.
I love Fraser. Yeah. I just want to smell him. He looks like he smells so good. I don't know. He's so cute.
So posh. Yes. I love him. Yes. Everyone, did a fantastic job. And, the season is quite short, I think, in comparison to what season 5, they had the same amount of episodes.
It could have been. Yeah. And not as many season. Going out nights. It seemed like it was a lot more.
Yeah, that too. Not as
more
much
work,
out
maybe.
Footage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was happy. And that, maybe.
That's good.
That was something that had transpired because of certain situations that had developed while filming, and trying to show sensitivity to certain things.
Right.
Which is understandable.
I enjoyed your words of wisdom to Raina and her learning with you. I thought that was really sweet. And she seemed, you really made her day. And I loved her response to Rachel could cuss me out and I'd let her, blah, blah, blah. It was cute. I liked that. Well,
it's funny because if you know what I mean, with Raina, I'm just this is what I want, this is what I need, this is how it needs to get done. And you just look her in the face and just be like, and you got it, and she'll repeat it right back to you, and boom, it was done. She loved it. She loved being in the galley. And
that's great.
You know,
her and Jake made me laugh. Rachel. After they looked like they were having sex in the bunk, and then the next morning they're like, we didn't get close, just the morning after when you're blacked out in the thing, and they're both trying to deny that or convince themselves that they didn't do anything together. I thought that was funny too.
I can't imagine hooking up in those tiny beds. It's just like, how's that possible? It's so small, such tight quarters.
If the boats are rocking.
Yeah. That's why I always make those jokes if you're in a necrophiliasm, fucking in a coffin and shit like that. Should we listen to some typo negative?
Does Jake have some type of spell over people when you meet him? Is he got that je ne sais quoi? Everybody that got on the boat, even the new thirds do, she seemed to be into him.
He's very charismatic. Uh-huh. He's very charismatic. He's very charming. And he's freaking hilarious. As in, he doesn't even know and he's not even trying to be.
Yeah.
This guy, it's kind of funny. If I could grab him by the shoulders and be like, you've got an option here. You really could be the next Leonardo DiCaprio. Uh-huh. People are going to want to watch you. People are going to want to see what you do. People are absolutely, he's hilarious. He's charismatic. You just become like, oh God, what's Jake doing? And then he does something so appalling, I guess, into certain people's opinions, but we're still going, is Jake dick o'clock? And you're laughing. And I think it's funny. That's just me. Yeah. I'm like, what time is it? It's time. His ass is out. It's a full moon. It's a full moon party. Well, Rachel, it's only a crescent. No, Jake's ass is out.
Full ass. He was having some ass issues with gold bond spray or something. And I was like, oh God.
Oh, I heard him say, gold bond. I'm
chafing.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
No, me neither. Horrifying. All right.
I don't know. I don't even shave. So, I'm giving up.
So oh wow, you're free.
About chafage.
I don't shave my legs in the winter. It's all bets are off. You'll see me in the summer, maybe.
You call them sweater sticks. Leave my sweater sticks alone. Sweater sticks. I made my own electric over here.
Shaving your legs is a pain in the ass.
There is no video to this podcast, is there?
we'll put some clips up. People will get it.
We should definitely be like, what is she doing? I don't know. It's like little bunny.
No, we should people guess. Rachel, same time next year, we're gonna talk to you. You will
hopefully
season, right?
Hopefully. Well, you never know.
Keep kicking ass, Rachel. You're inspiring.
You literally are. We've said it. We've gushed all over you this whole podcast, but watching
probably the best chef in the whole world. So I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I'm sure
I was saying I don't
have James Beard Awards would kick my ass.
I don't think they could. I don't think
so. There was a James Beard Award for Yacht Chef.
Put them in that galley and see if they can whip it up as best you can and make everybody that happy.
There we go.
Well, you never know. We might see something along those lines come out one day, hopefully.
If there was a Jeopardy for Chef Cooking, you'd be like that new lady that's on there. You'd be winning every week. You got to get on there and kick some ass.
Yeah. We need to see you on like a Top Chef. Would you? Okay. Last question before we go. Would you ever do a Top Chef?
Can't let you go.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Are you listening, Bravo? For sure.
Oh, Bravo. Andy did mention a below deck Top Chef or a type of situation that would be just the best.
You would win.
I would love for you to make Ben cry.
Oh, make Ben cry? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I was capable of that. I don't want to make anyone cry.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm joking. I'm just slap him so hard.
Yeah. I want to see that bitch in the corner fucking rocking back and forth. Like, no, I'm kidding. I could care less.
Oh, I love it.
I want to win.
Well, Rachel, thank you for joining
you're
us.
Awesome.
We so
thank
appreciate
you so much
you.
For having me.
We can't wait to see you again on our screen soon.
Thank you. I will